Karen Allers.
This is from Time Off for Good Behavior by Lanny Diane Rich. The court date fell on the Friday of what had been a very bad week for me as an account executive at Hastings Channel 8. Any week in which you take people's money and give them airtime is a bad week, but that week had been unusually degrading. Seeing as I dropped my card off at more than 30 businesses and had, in no particular order, been screamed at, spit on, and called a blood-sucking leech. On that Friday, I put runs in two separate pairs of pantyhose, was forced to wake up my landlady so she could get her nephew in 2B to give my crappy Hyundai a jump, and stained my favorite skirt with cheap 7-Eleven coffee. By the time the bailiff escorted me to the witness stand, I was already in a bad mood, and would have been snippy with Mother Teresa. As it was, the defense lawyer representing the sleazeballs at Hastings Gas and Electric, who were responsible for the explosion 3 years ago that destroyed Whittle Advertising and nearly killed me, was definitely not Mother Teresa. Instead, he was a pencil-faced guy, the kind who couldn't smile without sneering just a little. The sort of guy who had a membership at the most exclusive golf club in town, but brought a calculator to restaurants so he could figure out a 15% tip to the penny. As a matter of fact, I was pretty sure he was the same guy I spotted at the Walmart last year, demanding that the Salvation Army volunteer stop ringing that damn bell and write him up a receipt. "How are you feeling today, Ms. Lane?" he asked, looking up at me from the files on the defense table. "Never better," I lied. The fluorescent lighting was giving me a headache and I had cramps, but damned if I was going to let Pencil Face know that. "Okay, then," he said, approaching me at the witness stand. "Let's get started. What time did the explosion occur?"
"About 9 a.m.
I shifted in my seat and rolled my head to loosen my neck. The courtroom was eerily reminiscent of a motel convention room, and it smelled like the plastic covering you put down to protect the floor when you paint.